Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Hat Jam, the podcast where each episode sees a new guest put through their musical paces by playing the fantastic comfort zone eliminating songwriting game, Hat Jam. Hat Jam! I'm your host Cav Templey from Eskimo Joe and other such places, and this week we will be joined by Sarah McLeod. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
And how does the audience feel about that?
We've also got Studio Cat in the room who will be enlightening
us. She's the audience.
She is the audience. She's going to be enlightening us with musical facts, keeping time so we don't spiral out of control like musicians like to do, and also pressing pause. For those joining us for the first time, Hat Jam is a songwriting game where we ask our guests to put two names of songs and artists that they are inspired by into our hat. We then draw out one name to inspire our chorus and one name to inspire our verse. If our guest panics at any point, they can draw a card from the wild card deck, which is filled with the ideas designed to throw spanners in the works of our songs. By the end of this episode, we would have completed a full song in the form of a scratch demo, and we basically capture the key elements of the song. It's not the final big radio song you hear. It's just the kind of like the best bits so you can understand the song. So that's where we're going to end up. We are actually broadcasting today from Sarah's Jam Room, which is amazing because this is a podcast about songwriting. And really, this is where you write your songs. This is your magical space where
this
it all
is it.
Happens.
Yep.
Tell me, I have a question. When do the ideas come for you?
Well, they never come when you want them to come. I know that much. They usually come when you decide it's time to knock off, I find. I can sit there and try and think and think and think, and the harder I think, I won't, the pressure that I put on myself, I can't get the idea, and then I'll go, you know what, fuck it, I'm not even going to do it, I'm going to the pub, and then the minute I walk out the door, I go, oh, I know.
you snuck up on the song unsuspectingly.
It likes to go out into the outside world and get some fresh air. It likes new input, and it likes to feel like there's no pressure on it to come up with anything. Mm. That's when it goes, oh, good, now I can relax.
Likes to do exercise, go to the pub,
just
normal
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And collaboration. I mean, obviously, you have been in the Super Jesus for a long time. There's been a few people who've come and gone in your lineup, you know, through the years. Is Super Jesus, you know, feel we can edit out any of this stuff, but is Super Jesus a very collaborative process for you, or do you write a lot of the stuff and just kind of present it to the band and say, this is what you're playing, bitches?
Well, it's been different over the years because of the different lineup.
Sure.
The first record was me and the guitarist, Chris, and like sort of, you know, no one was really allowed to go anywhere near that songwriting cocoon. It was like, that's our turf, here's the song. And then the second record, Jet Age, then became more of a collaborative thing, but it was mostly me and Tim Henwood, the new guitarist.
Yes, Tim. I've met Tim. Loves Tim. Kiss.
Yeah, he loves Kiss. I know, he loves Ace Frehley. It's awful.
Yeah.
They all love Kiss. Everyone in my band loves Kiss. It's so bad. All they talk about in the car is Kiss. You should see how much they talk about Kiss.
My friend Clayton loves Kiss, and if you bring up Kiss, it's like he gets transported into another world, which I can't join him in. But
he should come and ride in my van. He can take my place and I'll take the bus. Anyway, so I wrote a lot with Tim, and the other guys started writing a bit for that record, so I wrote a few songs with Ruddy,
yep,
which was a first. And then on rock music, it was more me and Ruddy. Now we're kind of opening it up to the other guys to say, what would you like to join us? This is the first time we've actually extended the olive branch to the whole band. So far we've got zippity doodah, so that's working great.
It's a really tricky thing, finding that balance of how people, that chemistry of how people work in a room. I know that, you know, in Eskimo Joe, we split all our songwriting equally. And I'm still usually that guy who comes up with the initial idea, but by the time we've finished with it, we have an Eskimo Joe song. But it's really hard to define at what point who stepped in and did what. But the times where we've all sat in a room together and went, right, let's write this record and stared at each other, it's been the shittest songwriting experiences we've had.
But yeah, because we don't do that either. It's hard,
it's
isn't
like,
it?
I mean, I think people romanticise that that's how it works, but it's actually horrible.
Horrible, especially when you've got four people and everyone's standing up with electrics and a drum kit. If you're sitting around with acoustics, maybe. But when it's really loud and everyone's just banging over each other, going, what about this? And no one's listening to each other. And, you know, people, I'm not saying my band because we don't do this, but I find it's you've got more of a inclination to just play what you think is cool rather than what's the best thing for the song.
So let's get into Hat Jam. Are you ready, Sarah McLeod, to play Hat Jam?
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes.
So you pick something out of the hat.
Yes.
And say first we go for like a verse. We pick something out. We have a look at what the song is and then we have a listen to the song.
Yep.
And if you decide that you don't have any ideas for it, you go for a wild card, which will bury you further because they are designed to increase the level of difficulty.
That's right.
Right. So it's like a penalty for not coming up with something quickly. So I think the moral of the story is swing on the first pitch. It doesn't matter who you're hitting.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you
doesn't
know,
matter where you aim.
Think of it like a game of Monopoly. You know, like you're going to pull that chance card and sometimes you're going to get $200 and sometimes you're going to have to pass go and not collect $200. So.
Oh, God, okay.
Sarah's now going to write down the names of two artists and bands that she loves and place them into her hat that is already filled with a whole lot of names.
What's the first name that you put into the hat today? I've got it here. You can read it out for us if you like.
I
love it.
I gave
Excellent.
A good, nice, obvious one. Yeah, no, Kids in America, Kim Wilde.
That's a wicked choice. Why did you choose that song?
Because I feel like I've been trying to write Kids in America my whole life.
It's
every time I go, this one's going to be Kids in America. Okay, maybe not this one. This one will be Kids in America.
I think we all have that song, and I reckon every decade, you know, it moves to another song. The second name that you have picked is Little Anthony and the Imperials, who I don't know anything about, which is fantastic. Tears on My Pillow. Can you explain this song and why you picked it?
Okay, because it's just the classic 50s chord progression.
Love it.
Which I personally really like because you can sing anything over it. You know how there are those four chords that make the classic hit chorus? You know how there's some band did a mashup of it. It was like, how many songs we can do over
the
this?
The Packabill Cannon thing, yeah.
Whatever those four chords are. In the 50s, they had a different four chords.
Fantastic.
And it's the 50s four chord blues that every song had.
Fantastic.
And I love it. And that one just does it really well. And it's a cute song.
Awesome. Well, I hope we pull these names out of the hat. But I'm going to, I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm shuffling the hat right now. Now, Sarah McLeod. We are going to pull our first name out of the hat, and this is
nothing up my sleeve.
This is going to be.
Am I doing it?
Yeah, you're pulling it out.
Okay.
Have you pulled out? You pulled out your own one.
I pulled out
Kim
my
Wilde,
own one.
Yes.
But wait, how did I? I promise you, that was not rigged.
That's
I
okay.
See it.
I love it, Kim.
You saw me. I looked away.
I saw you. It wasn't rigged, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Yay! We get another try at it.
Yes.
Let's also have a listen to what's going on in the songwriting.
Looking out a dirty old window. Down below the cars in the street go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. A Friday night everyone's moving. I can feel the heat but it's soothing heading down. I search for the beat in this downtown the young ones are going. Downtown, the young ones are growing. We're the kids in America. Whoa, we're the kids in America. Whoa, everybody live for the music go round.
It starts with a synthy bass line. Duk, 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 duk.
Yeah.
Kind of four on the floor.
Downtown. Okay, but this is just for the verse, though, isn't it?
This is just our verse at the moment.
Okay.
She's kind of lyrically to me. She's describing the place and time. She's like, you know, on the dirty old streets and this, because she's leading up to the chorus, which is where the kids in America. So she's setting the scene.
Yep.
So our verses are like, you know, we've got a thumping, you know, bass line. We've got a four on the floor, and we've got some lyrics which are basically describing where we are.
So RAK Records boss Mickey Most heard Wilde singing on a backing track that Ricky, her brother, Ricky Wilde, had written, and he was really keen to have her sing on something. Ricky was pretty excited about this, so he raced home and wrote this song in one day. Oh. He wrote it on a Wasp synthesizer, and his dad, I think it's Marty Wilde. Yeah, Marty Wilde. He was responsible for writing the lyrics. They had everything, I think, but the chorus when they first went into the studio.
Everything but the chorus. Wow.
Wow. I love it.
Wait, when did they write the chorus?
The chorus at the last minute in the studio when they're recording it.
He came up with the chorus. That's like where the kids in America. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's the part.
That's the shit.
Whoa, that's sung after the song's title was originally meant to be the guitar lick of the song as opposed to...
Oh, well, wow, that thing. Oh, yeah, okay.
Whoa. Yep. Well, that makes sense. Yep. All right, so I'm going to
You're a fan of that, surely. Whoa.
Never heard of it.
Heard you doing that before.
I just like try and get that into every song I ever write. let's get a four on the floor. Let's get a wasp-like synthesizer going... Wop, 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 and let's come up with some lyrics.
Okay. So I was thinking...
Yes.
Do you want to do that first before talk topics?
No, you... Talk topics. Okay. Yes.
Okay, because you know how I've been sitting here telling you all about my insecurities and how long the list is.
Yes.
And how when I go to write something, I usually try and flip it so it looks like I'm the legend, even though it's probably yes. me that made the mistake.
Yeah, that's like all of my songs. I get it.
I thought, let's go for this one then with reckless abandon in a total brazen, unbridled, fictitious confidence.
Okay, I love it. Yep.
And call it killing it.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
And just
go.
Have it all about all of the ways that I don't care anymore because I'm going to be fucking unreal and there's nothing you can do about it.
So killing it, we're going for, before we've even written our song, we're going to go for a tentative title.
Yeah.
Which is killing it.
And now maybe like, I don't know, when we get to the chorus part, maybe we can, you know, loop killing it, but maybe have some sort of BV that goes bang, bang.
Yeah. Okay. You know?
But we're going to have a different inspiration for the chorus, right?
We are, but you know what? That's okay. We can just, while
let's see what comes up.
While we're running with it, killing it can still be the title of our whole song. Sting has this thing where when he writes his songs, he'll start with a title and he'll always write the whole entire song around the title. So that's his parameters. You know?
I think that's the best way.
And so we have, it might not end up at this song, but our working title is killing it.
Yeah, we're going to use that until it's dead.
Yep, exactly.
So let's go out the back, have a beer, workshop some lyrics and see what we come up with.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Can I sing it long?
1, 2, 3, 4.
This time I don't give a fuck about what people say. Dig my jam boots and all, it's the only way. The devil on my shoulder has short light years ahead. I'm killing it till I'm dead.
Yeah. Okay.
I fucking love that. That's our verse, man.
It's cool.
That's our fucking verse. Yeah. It's written. I just as opposed to because you were going into like more of a classic kind of blues and then you were doing some minors in there, which is what we do as guitarists. Like we always have
That's not what Kim Wilde would do.
That's not what, because she would have been like, I don't even play the fucking keyboard.
Yep. I'll let my daddy do it.
Yeah, like, daddy, write me a chorus. Because that's how she talks. She's a Southern Belle.
Yeah. Is she?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
She is now.
So I was just hanging on the D for a lot longer. And then I'd go down to the G. And then I was going back up to the D and going something.
Give a fuck.
And then this time I go to the A and the G. So
okay, so just stick on the three chords.
Yeah.
Okay, let's tweak that melody better.
All right.
Devil on my shoulder has shot light years away. I'm killing it. I'm killing it.
till I'm dead. Oh, a shot light years ahead. Okay, I feel like it's I'm killing it.
Yeah.
Like that's me being super bitching.
Yeah, yeah.
Just slaying shit all over town. Yeah. I'm going to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
So I've got to do it till I'm dead.
Yeah, till
If I'm killing it like I'm dead, then that's a that's like a different. Yeah. That's the undead.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm okay for. I'm killing it
till I'm dead.
Till I'm dead. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Sarah McLeod, we have pulled Kim Wilde, Kids in America, out of the hat as our verse. We've written a verse, just smashed it out in 5 seconds because, you know, professionals putting their heads down, getting some work done.
Kim Ripoff, that I've been looking for my whole life.
And look, this maybe you're finally going to write that. But we're going to throw a spanner in the works. We're now going to draw our second name out of the hat. And once we've done that, we're going to try and stitch our two ideas together and see if they actually work. See how we need to maneuver the chords, change things around to make them fit.
Such a weird idea. Bastardizing our profession.
I know, but hey.
Okay, so I'll look over here.
Okay. Let's see, what have we got? Drum roll, please.
Oh, Graceland, Paul Simon.
Holy shit. I love Paul Simon, Graceland.
Same. Now, how does the chorus that go?
Mississippi Delta shining like a national guitar, and I'm following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. And poor boys, pilgrims with families, we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion is 9 years old. He is a child of my first marriage. And every reason to believe we all will be received in the Graceland.
For me, this is a really special song because when I had my first child, Hunter, every time it was time to put him to bed, I would always sing him to bed. And for some reason, I ended up singing Graceland to him every single time. And I don't even know if I remembered the lyrics. And so in our family, this has become like a really special song that, you know, that I would sing
this
to the kids.
This is your suggestion then?
This is my suggestion.
Okay, great.
I put this in the hat because I do love Paul Simon. But let's...
I love Paul Simon too. I'm thinking Chevy Chase.
Well, yeah, well, you can call me Al. I mean, I was also a big Chevy Chase fan, so that's why it was a big deal for me. But he got this band from this Soweto Jive band from Africa to be his backing band. And the bass player is like a lead bass player in this, which normally I would shun, but it works on this.
Mm. It's just pounding on the one.
Yeah, yeah. we're back on the floor.
Okay, so we've got to take the bass has to start hitting on the one.
It does boom, boom, boom.
Half time.
Boom, boom.
Killing it, killing it, killing it.
I think with this song, the way they do it is it's like it's moving along like this, and then when it gets to the chorus, it's kind of got this ba 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 bum 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 bum, and lyrically, Graceland. He's using this metaphor of like going to Graceland, which is Elvis's freaking house. You know, it's just a cheesy, I don't know if you've ever been to Graceland before.
No.
But it's a really weird experience. Like it's this mansion obviously he built, but you know, I don't know, we've got these like kind of cheap brick and tiles that were made in the 80s in Perth where we live, and they've all got really like small ceilings. And Graceland's kind of like a weird cheap brick and tile mansion. You go in there and all the ceilings are really small.
Really?
And he renovated it every year. And it's now stuck in the point in time.
Renovated every year. So it's just be constantly being renovated.
Well, like, it's not the renovation. So he re...
Because it takes a year to renovate something.
No, not the renovation. He redesigned the interior every year. So there was like... So when he died, like the whole entire carpet is shag pile. So it's shag pile floors,
nothing
walls
wrong
and
with
ceiling.
It.
Oh, yeah, possibly. But she says sneezing just, you know...
So,
because that's what would happen if you had a shag pile room.
The minute anybody moves, you would start to sneeze.
That's right. Apparently,
disrupted the shag pile.
Apparently Elvis recorded a whole record in there. Studio Cat, have you got any fact tidbits for us?
The lyrics deal with the singer's thoughts during a road trip to Graceland after the failure of his marriage. there's not too much detail other than ex-wife Carrie Fisher has suggested the song referred to a part of their relationship as well.
He was with Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher? Who? Paul Simon?
Paul Simon was freaking Carrie Fisher.
Wow.
Wow.
Weird coupling.
Yeah. Yeah.
What we have so far is that we fucking rule and we don't care what anybody says because that's the key to happiness. Because we are killing it, bang bang.
Oh, the key to happiness. So that's got to be our destination. Our destination's got to be like we're killing it because we've found the key to happiness, and the key to happiness is, you know, we're going to this famous place.
I'm gonna make my way to the top because that's what people said. I'm killing it till I'm dead. Like I'm.
So he's actually kind of staying on this thing and going. So he's kind of staying.
Traveling to the pearly gates, and I'm killing it till I'm dead. Making my way to the promised land, killing it till I'm dead.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Check. $1 million.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make my way to the promised land, killing it till I'm dead. I work my magic where I can, killing it till I'm dead.
Yep, let's write that down.
All my clothes are secondhand.
That's actually a nice line.
Oh, what about all my clothes are secondhand? It's beauty born and bred because I'm killing it till I'm dead.
Yeah, that's nice.
All my clothes are secondhand, beauty born and bred.
Okay, so go from the top of it.
2, 3, 4.
I make my way to the promised land, killing it till I'm dead. I work my magic where I can because I'm killing it till I'm dead. Why don't you, instead of starting on the C and going to the E minor, why don't you start on the B? All my clothes are secondhand.
Yeah, that's much cooler.
And then, killing it till I'm dead.
And then do the D there.
Because I'm killing it.
Yeah.
Till I'm dead. Yeah,
cool. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This time I don't give a fuck about what people say. I'll dig my jam boots and all, cause it's the only way. The devil on my shoulder has shot light years ahead, and I'm killing it till I'm dead. Make my way to the promised land, killing it till I'm dead. Work my magic where I can, I'm killing it till I'm dead. All my clothes are secondhand, I'm beauty born and bred, cause I'm killing it, bang, bang, till I'm dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah McLeod, how's it going? How are you feeling about the whole process so far?
It's fun.
Good.
Yeah, it's
excellent.
Ridiculous, but it's fun.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
So we've now got a verse and a chorus, but alas, a verse and a chorus are not a song. We still need to write a second verse, and we might need to write a bridge. For those people who are listening who don't know what a bridge is, it's also called a middle eight because it's usually in the middle of the song and it's usually about 8 bars long. This is something where, you know, it can sound like you're going to a whole new place, or it can be sound like the chorus has just gone for a little bit longer. But really the idea is to keep the people's interest. You know, if you've been listening to the song the whole time, a bridge usually comes in at that right time where you just need the song to lift and go somewhere else.
What I'd like to do now, we've written our verse, we've written our chorus. They sound fucking mint if you ask me. But I'd like you to come back and obviously we need to write another lyric for another verse, maybe sneak a bridge in there at some point in time. Mm. But I'd like you to come back and perform this as Sarah McLeod. So we've pretended to be Kim Wilde, we've pretended to be Paul Simon. Now I'd like you to perform this song as if you were stepping on stage to play this and it was your song and you really, really cared about it.
Bang, bang, killing it. Dig my grave, boots and all, and dance the night away. The devil on my shoulder has shot light years ahead,
So, Sarah McLeod.
Caviar.
We have completed our journey, which is Hat Jam. Mm. How are you feeling about the whole experience?
Okay, well, I walked into this with a extraordinary amount of trepidation, fear and anxiety.
Fantastic.
I tried to just be quiet and play along and do as I was told. And then I thought, fuck it, let's just go for it and have a good time and it doesn't matter. You know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Let's just do something fun. And then when we dropped our, you know, fear and our guard and went, you know, let's just be brazen, then it actually was a ridiculously pleasant experience.
Good. Excellent.
And I thought that you guided me well and I thought we bounced off each other in a vigorous fashion, so to speak. I feel like I'm overcoming my fears by convincing myself that I'm better than I am because I've been singing I'm killing it till I'm dead all day.
You are killing it. You are freaking killing it. So
yeah, it's fake it till you make it, baby. That's what this song's all about.
It is. And look, the song is amazing. And what blows me away every time I do this is that you spend all this time kind of just not taking it too seriously in the lyrics. And, you know, we're writing like, you know, killing it, you know, which is a funny lyric in itself. But when you started performing it as Sarah McLeod and not as Paul Simon or as Kim Wilde, it's actually a really cool song, and the lyrics sound so much more profound than when we were just kind of mucking about because we weren't taking it too seriously.
Well, you know, the thing is that if you sit there long enough, it doesn't matter what you start with. If you sit there long enough, you eventually get to something that's, you know, cohesive and real. I once saw, I don't want to go on a tangent here, but I once saw this ABBA documentary, and it was Benny or Bjorn on it, one of the guys was saying that songwriting is like sitting in front of a cupboard and waiting for the monster to come out, and you have to sit there all day and wait and wait. But if you lose interest and go to the bathroom, sure as God made little green apples, that monster is going to come out and go all over the room and quickly shut himself back in, and you come out and go, where were we? And nothing. It's just about absolute persistence.
Sarah McLeod, it's been an absolute pleasure. Before we go, can you plug your pluggables for us? Where can we find you on the internet and all those places?
On the super exciting internet machine. Okay, well, my website's sarahmcleod.com.au. That's easy. My Facebook is Sarah McLeod Official. I guess it's got the word Facebook in there somewhere, you know, facebook.sarahmcleodofficial. Twitter, Sarah McLeod and the number one. And Instagram is Sarah McLeod and the number one.
So, ladies and gents, and you can find us at these places.
You can find us at a place in your heart.
So
just
this,
keep digging.
This is Cav Templey and Sarah McLeod signing off. We're going to sit here and continue to stare at the cupboard until another monster comes out.
Yep.
But in the meantime, enjoy. Thank you very much for listening. This was Hat Jam.
Hat Jam. Hat Jam.
If you're interested in hearing more about any of the artists on Hat Jam, then please head to our Facebook page, Instagram or website and follow the links.
You can find Cav Templey on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Cav Templey or www.cavtempley.com.au or follow us directly on @hatjam_podcast. This has been a Templey production.